早晨，平安。
Good morning and peace to all the brothers and sisters this morning.
正如刚刚弟兄说的，今天人趁着假期才能满足自己的欲望。
As our brother shared, there are a lot of people who are celebrating this weekend to satisfy their own desires.
但圣经却告诉我们说，趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
And the Bible tells us, as long as it is called today, we need to encourage one another.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里刚硬的。
So that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
所以早晨我要教用题目就是趁着还有今日。
So this morning I'm sharing the topic, as long as it is called today.
我们来看几处的圣经。
We're going to turn to a few passages in the Bible.
头一处在希伯来书第三章。
First.
第七节到十五节
is Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 through
15. 希伯来书第三章第七节到十五节
Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 through 15.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.As when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness.
在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years, therefore I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways.
我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
As I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间后有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间。有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance, firm until the end.
你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
While it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.
这一段里面的三次提到今日，今日。
It says in this section 3 times, today, today.
你们今日若听他的话。
Today if you hear his voice.
你们今日趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
As long as it is called today, encourage one another.
十五节再次说，你们今日若听他的话。
In 15 it says again, today if you hear his voice.
我们再翻到马太福音二十六章。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章第六节到十三节。
Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来，趁着耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。
Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table.
门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：“何用这样的光辉呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。”
The disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, "Why this waste?"For this perfume might have been sold for a high price, and the money given to the poor.
耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。”
But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me."
因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me.
她将这香膏。浇在我身上是为我安葬做的。
When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
这一段经文里面也有一个字，称。
And there is also this phrase, in this section, until or left.
这个女人趁耶稣坐席的时候，把香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
When this woman poured perfume, on the head of our Lord Jesus.
请基督为你祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨在带领弟兄姊妹一同来到你面前，来到你会中。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you've gathered the brothers and sisters together in your temple before your throne.
在你所设立的日子当中，我们一同存着感恩心来到你面前，来敬拜、侍奉你，来听你的话。
On this day that you've established, you have gathered us together before you to worship and praise you, to hear your voice.
但是在这一天的里面，所有敬拜、服事，所有在你面前所做一切，都蒙到你恩典和祝福。
And on this day, may all of our worship and sharing and our service be blessed by you.
也在这里按着你丰盛恩典来带领你的教会，特别把你话赏赐给我们。
And by the fullness of your grace, may you pour out your word among us.
让我们存个感恩的心，存个柔软谦卑的心来领受你的教导，领受你栽种的道。
With a heart full of thanksgiving and humbleness, may we receive your word and your teaching.
叫你的话成为生命的粮，洁净我们，叫我们成为一个圣洁无瑕疵和无主用的人。
May your word nourish us spiritually, that we would be a spotless and blameless people able to serve you.
我们愿意再把这一点时间恭敬仰望在主的面前。
We lift the following time into your hands.
你宝血洁净我们，让我们在这里唯独靠耶稣基督的血。
And your precious blood has washed us clean, and we rely solely upon your blood.
我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩座前，来到面前来仰望你自己的施恩。
That we can come boldly before your mercy seat to receive your mercy.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督的血。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. 过去几十天跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们怎样用怎样来看我们地上的年日。
And last few sharings I shared how we ought to perceive our days here on earth.
我们要用神的眼光来看地上的年日。
We need to see our days here on earth from God's perspective.
我们看地上的年日不是根据我们自己的想法，更不是按着世人眼光。
And we ought not to consider our days from our own point of view or from that of the rest of the world.
We need to
consider all the things in this world through God's eyes.
哪些是神看为有价值，能够存到永远的？
What things that does the Lord see as valuable that will endure forever?
哪些是神所纪念日子？
What are the days that the Lord remembers?
我们才知道如何来看地上的年日。
And only through that perspective should we look at our days here on earth.
我们看见旧约以色列百姓那些列王们。
So we see in the Old Testament the Jewish people and their kings.
好王恶王呢是根据神眼中怎么看。
The good kings and the bad kings are determined by how the Lord sees them.
若是一个人行神眼中看为对的事、正的事，那就是个好王。
And if a king did things according to the Lord's will, that he was considered a good king.
人若行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，那就是个恶王。
And someone who reigned, doing things that was evil in the Lord's eyes, that was considered a bad
king. 好王、恶王都是根据耶和华的眼光。
And so the good kings or the evil kings were determined, through God's eyes.
那我们怎么样来过地上的生活呢？
So how should we live our days here on earth?
我们说到是根据我们的身份。
It should be according to our citizenship.
我们的身份呢是被称为天上的国民。
We are heavenly people. We are also heavenly kingdom.
虽然我们是生活在地上，但是我们却有个天上国民的身份。
Even though we live here on earth, our citizenship is of that of a heavenly kingdom.
所以我们和地上的国民生活的态度、方式、目标是不一样的。
So with this citizenship, our attitude and the way we live our life should be different.
主耶稣曾经说，我的国不属世界。
The Lord said, my kingdom does not belong to this world.
所以我们这些神国的子民百姓，我们也是不属世界。
So his people, those people who belong to his heavenly kingdom, also do not belong to the world.
因为我们是天国子民，我们是从上头生的，我们是从神生的。
Since we belong to this heavenly kingdom, we are born from above, born from the Lord.
所以我们有神的生命，我们是属神的人。
Because we have the Lord's life, we belong to Him.
所以我们是从世界被分别出来归给他的人。
So we are a people that are separated from this world unto the Lord.
我们是一般独特的子民，是不列在万民当中。
So we are a separated people that do not belong to this world.
正如旧以色列百姓。
Like the children of Israel.
神拣选一个民族，称为他们是个独特的子民。
The Lord had called this people a chosen race.
他们在地上成为耶和华的见证人。
And they are Jehovah's testimony here on earth.
但可惜他们失败堕落了。
But unfortunately, they failed and fell.
来到新约，圣经告诉我们说，神借着耶稣基督的救赎，拣选了另外一班人。
But in the New Testament, we see that through the Lord Jesus, He has chosen a new people.
他们被称为新造的人。
They are now a new creation.
他们是一个新的族类，他们新是一个。是一般是一个新的国民，是一个独特的子民。
They are a new tribe, a new nation, chosen people.
就是我们这些蒙恩的基督徒，就是教会。
It is us, those who are saved by grace, the church.
所以彼得在他书信里面告诉我们。
So in 1 Peter, he tells us.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国民，是属神的子民。
A holy nation, a people of God's own possession.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
就是要宣扬见证主耶稣基督的美德。
That we may proclaim the excellencies of our Lord Jesus.
所以当主耶稣要升天之前，也曾对门徒这样说。
And when the Lord Jesus Before he ascended into heaven, he said this to the disciples.
他说等到圣灵要降临在你们身上，你们必要得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
必要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，成为我的见证人。
And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
所以感谢神，今天教会神儿女是神在地上的一般见证人。
So we thank the Lord that God's people are His witnesses here on earth.
见证不是单单用言语来见证主耶稣基督，他是怎样为神的儿子，怎样为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
We are not only just using our mouth to speak of how the Lord Jesus came down to earth and died on the cross for our sins.
乃是借着教会在地上的生活来见证这复活生命的主在里面所显出来的那个性情美德。
But to speak of the excellencies of the Lord Jesus Christ through the life that He has given to us and in the way we live. So this is the condition that the church ought to exist in.
借着生活、侍奉、工作来显扬那位基督耶稣的美德，使人认识耶稣是谁。
That through our life, our work, our service, that we exemplify The Lord Jesus.
So, 为了这个缘故，使徒保罗在以弗所书第五章那里也劝勉我们。
And for this reason, Paul in Ephesians 5 encourages us this way.
So, 我们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光，要因着现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要做一个明白主旨意的人。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil, so then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So a wise man understands what the will of the Lord is and knows how to live their life here on earth.
我们知道当我们得救以后呢，神非常注重我们的生活。
We know that when we are saved, the Lord is very concerned about our life.
当我们信主之前，我们每一个人在神面前都是个罪人。
Before we believe in the Lord,Before the Lord, we were all sinners.
都是死在过犯罪恶当中，都是在放纵肉体情欲，满足自己心中所喜好的。
We were all dead in our sins, and we only lived to satisfy our own heart's desires.
没有一个人靠自己的行为，没有一个人靠行律法，
And so no one, by their own works or by following the letter of the law,
都是借靠着信心，靠耶稣基督的救赎，我们才能够因信称义得救。
And only by believing in the Lord Jesus and His sacrifice are we justified by our faith.
但是当我们得救以后，神把他的生命赐给我们，有一个新的身份，成为天上的国民。
But when we believed in the Lord, He has given us a new life and a new citizenship to belong to the heavenly kingdom.
神就要看我们在地上是如何生活的。
And so the Lord sees how we live here on earth.
所以保罗在更多后书那里告诉我们。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us,
他说有一天在基督的台前，审判是按着个人本身所行的或善或恶受报。
That we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Each one of us may be recompensed for his deeds in the body.
有一天每个人站在基督台前受审判，是按着个人所行的来受报。
According to what he has done, whether good or bad. So we will all be judged before the judgment seat according to our deeds.
就是按着我们地上是怎样生活。
So it is according to how we live here on earth.
然后在更多前书也说到同样的话。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says the same thing.
他说在那个立好的根基上，每一个人都在上面建造工程。
That all of us build upon the example set before us.
有一天火要出现，要试验每一个人工程。
And one day fire will test every man's work.
这个工程是被烧了，还是这个存得住？
And whether our work will be burned or will endure.
是在得奖赏，还是在受亏损？
Whether we will receive a prize or suffer loss. It tells us how we ought to live here on earth.
所以保罗说他立了个志向,
and so he says he is running the race in order that he may receive the prize.
所以保罗在地上生活的时候，他是非常严谨的过地上的生活。
And so he lives his life in a very disciplined manner.
因为知道有一天神是按着个人所行的回报我们。
And that he knows that one day the Lord will pay us back according to our deeds.
感谢神来到希伯来书的时候，希伯来书作者在那边勉励我们，也可以说在那边警戒我们。
And so when we come to Hebrews, the author of Hebrews encourages us, or you can say he warns us.
他说总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
Just encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
So that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
免得这个词呢，在希伯来书前面呢，几章里面出现了有四次。
And so, this so that appears in the book of Hebrews before this point four times.
在第二章第一节来说，所以我们当夜花正中所听见的道理，恐怕我们就随流失去。
In Hebrews 第二章第一节。 Chapter 2, verse 1. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
中文翻成恐怕，也可以说翻成免得。The
Chinese translation says, it's very similar already. In English, we translate so that.
若是我们没有正中听见所听，没有夜花正中所听见的道理，就免得若是。 因为若是正中的话，就不会落到那种随流失去的光景。
That we must pay attention to what we've heard so that we do not drift away from it.
所以在第三章第十二节再次说，要你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或人存着不恶信心，就把神有身份离弃了。
Chapter 3, verse 12. Take care, brethren, so that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
第四节再次说到免得。
And in chapter 4 it also says so that.
因着我们有一个基督他按时的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间会有事物赶不上了。
第四章第一节。 Chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore let us fear if while our promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
因为若是我们这边畏惧警醒的话呢，我们就不会落到后面所说的那个光景。
If we are alert, so that we may not fall short of returning to this rest.
第十一节再次说到免得这个事。
And verse 11 also says so that.
十一节说，所以我们务必竭力进入安息，免得有人学那不信从样子就跌倒。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
前面乃是说，每句话之前都总是你们要这样，你们若是不这样的话呢，你们后面就发生一个结果，就落到那种情不好情形底下。
So all of these verses have a, if you do this, otherwise, you will fall into this other condition.
所以今天我们要趁着还有今日的时候，我们将彼此相劝，彼此将学习怎么样，免得我们落到那个不好的光景底下。
So today we must encourage each other as long as it is called today so that we will not fall into this negative situation.
早晨间从第希伯来书第三章刚我们所读那段圣经里面。
So from today we want to share in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 what we just read.
我们看从以色列百姓在旷野的经里面我们怎么样学习免得我们落在那种不好的光景底下。
So we have to learn the lessons that the Israelites in the wilderness experienced.So that we will not fall into this negative condition.
刚刚希伯来书第三章第七节，他说圣灵有话说，你们今若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探那时候一样。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 and 8, therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of the trial in the wilderness.
那底下就讲到以色列百姓在旷野的各种的表现。
And so the following verses speak of the how the Israelites lived when they followed the Lord.
你知道保罗在更多前书第十章也说到以色列百姓在旷野的各种失败的经历。
And we know in 1 Corinthians, Paul also wrote of how the Israelites fell or in during their journey in the wilderness.
保罗在那说，他们遭遇这些事都要作为我们的鉴戒，写在经上，正是要警戒这末世的人。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. Now these things happen as examples for us, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the end of the ages have come. Verse 11.
古文有句话说，前车之鉴。
We have this Chinese.Idiom that says, "A lesson from the past."
就是我们从前人的一些经历，特别在失败经历历史里面学一些功课。
That from the experience of those in history, we can learn some lessons.
就是我们从历史里面学到一些见解，学到功课的话，我们就不会犯同样错误。
If we learn these lessons from history, then we will not make the same mistakes.
所以保罗说，趁着还有今日。
So Paul says, as long as it is called today.
我们说到今日时间，说到一个机会。
So today speaks of an opportunity.
就是说这个时间，这个机会，若是没有抓住的话，这个机会一失去的话，恐怕就不再有机会。
So if we do not seize this opportunity, it is possible that we will no longer have this opportunity.
若是今天没有抓住今日，若是没有抓住这个时候，恐怕。恐怕明天也不一定会有这个事情，有机会，也有这个机会。
If we do not seize today this opportunity, then perhaps tomorrow that opportunity may not exist.
所以刚提到说，在希伯来书这一段里面一再提到今日，今日。
So that this section that we read in Hebrews, it keeps speaking of today.
他说：“你们今若听他的话。”
You see, today if you will hear his voice.
若是今天神向我们说话，我们应该听他的话。
If the Lord is speaking to us today, we ought to hear His voice.
就不要像以色列百姓当日一样，在那硬着心，因为他们不听从神的话，硬着心。
And that we not be like the Israelites, who even though they heard His voice, they hardened their hearts.
他们在惹神的发怒。
And they provoked the Lord's anger.
我们知道，当神从以色列从埃及把以色列带领出来以后
，We know that when the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们经过。三个月到西乃山上建造会幕。
After 3 months, they went to Mount Sinai, and there they built the tabernacle.
然后，会幕盖好以后，他们就起行往神所应许的迦南地区。
And after they built the tabernacle, They continued to follow the Lord's will and walk towards the promised land.
然后他们走一天，圣经告诉我们说，他们走了十一天的路程就来到迦南地的边界。
And Deuteronomy says they walked to the border of Canaan.
加比斯巴尼亚这个地方。
To this place, Kadesh Barnea.
他们准备进到迦南美地承受产业。
And they were preparing to enter into the promised land to receive their inheritance.
那摩西先打发十个探子去窥探那地40天。
But Moses first sent 10 spies into the land to survey.
那回来有10个探子来报恶信说。
And upon the return, 10 spies gave a negative report.
他说那地的人就像巨人、像鬼的人，是吞吃人的民族。
And they said, the people of the land are like giants that will be able to swallow us whole.
他们城墙又是高大坚固。
And their city walls are tall and strong.
他们就不敢上去。
And they were afraid to go up.
虽然另外两个探子耶稣雅跟加勒在那边安抚鼓励他们说，我们立刻上去得地。
But only two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said we ought to go up into this land.
耶和华与我们同在。
For the Lord is with us.
但是这些话, 百姓听不进去, 还用石头把他们两个打死。
But the Israelites would not hear these words, and they even took stones and threw them and stoned Joshua and Caleb.
所以神就在愤怒当中启示说他们断不可进入那地。
And so the Lord in his anger swore to himself, they will not enter into this land.
就是那一天他们没有听从神的话。
So that day, they did not hear God's word.
结果就造成后面有40年旷野的漂流历史。
And therefore, after that day, there's this history of them wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们知道当以色列百姓从埃及出来过了红海，没有多久，他们就在那走三天路程来到旷野。
We know that after the Israelites left Egypt and passed through the Red Sea, it did not take long for them, only a few days, to reach the wilderness.
他们就开始在那花怨言，抱怨要吃这个，要吃那个。
And they began to complain, saying that we want to eat this, we want to eat that.
神也按着他丰盛恩典从天上降马拉来供应他们所需要一切。
And the Lord provided for them in his fullness. He gave them manna every day to eat.
但是最后在加比斯巴尼亚这个地方,
but here in this area of Kadesh Barnea,
他们没有听从神借着加勒跟耶稣雅的话，他们这边悖逆神。
They did not hear Joshua and Caleb's voice, and they angered the Lord.
就是那一天，他们没有听从神的话。
So that day, they did not hear the word of the Lord.
就造成以后40年旷野历史悲惨的故事。
And it began the story of their 40 years in the wilderness.
所以 希伯来书的作者就引用当时以色列百姓的一个情形。
So the author of the book of Hebrews used this condition that the Israelites were in.
他说你警戒那些希伯来信徒说你们若听从他的话。
And he
若听从他的话。
Yeah, he encouraged them to say, if you hear God's word,
就不可硬着心像在旷野者他发怒试探他的时候一样。
You should not harden your hearts and provoke the Lord as the Israelites did in the trials of the wilderness.
在那里你们祖宗试探我并且观看我的作为有40年之久。
Where your fathers tried me by testing me, and they saw my works for 40 years.
所以我们看见以色列百姓在后来在旷野40年的时候 神行了很多神迹奇事。
So we know that in the wilderness for 40 years, the Israelites saw many miracles done by the Lord.
供应他们基督身上一切所需要的。
He provided for them all they needed.
神奇妙作为，天上降马啦，磐石流出水来解他们的渴。
Manna came down from heaven to feed them, and water flowed from the rock to give them water.
神说他们在观看我的作为有40年之久。
And the Lord said, for 40 years they saw my works.
我们知道以色列百姓他不仅是一个独特子民。
We know that the people of Israel are not just a special people.
他们的经历也是一个非常独特的经历。
We know that their experience was also very unique.
所以当摩西在在申命记回顾历史的时候，
So when Moses was recounting his history in Deuteronomy,
告诉那些第二代准备进迦南的百姓说
，When the people of Israel were about to enter into the land of Canaan,
你们去考察以前世代，神自从神造人在地上
，He said to them, consider the history of those generations that came before from the creation of man till now.
从天这边到天那边
，From this day to that day.
曾有何民看见神，看见神，神在火中向人说话，像他们一样还能够存留生命。
That you have heard the voice of the Lord speaking from the fire, and yet you are still alive.
他说这样大事有曾经听过有曾你们曾经有听过吗？
Have you heard of this happening before?
他们在旷野在那看了神多少神迹奇事。
And you have seen all the miracles the Lord has done in the wilderness.
神用他膀臂把一个民族从埃及领出来，这是地上所没有事情，只有他们。
And that through his mighty hand he has taken his people out of Egypt. This is
神在用神迹奇事，用大能膀臂真拯救他们，帮助他们。
And with signs and wonders in his mighty arm, he is helping them and leading them.
神在埃及那里行了十个神迹，击打埃及法老王跟埃及人。
And he sent the ten plagues to smite Egypt and Pharaoh.
神所造人类当中没有个民族有这样经历。
And since creation, there is no other people that has had this experience.
只有以色列百姓那个独特的子民特别的经历。
And this is an experience only for the people of Israel, this special
people.
But why was the Lord angered by that generation?
It says
their heart is lost, that they do not know my ways.
这个中文呢都翻成那个作为，头一个观看我的作为，就是讲在外面神行奇神行那神迹奇事这些事情这些表现。
The Chinese translation uses the same word for works and ways, and but the first usage is for these outward actions, his works.
后面不晓得我作为那是神的道路或者神的法则。
And the second use of it is translated in English as you do not know the Lord's ways, which is.
所以百姓虽然四十年在那看见许多神迹奇事、神奇妙作为。
His will and his purpose. So the Israelites saw for 40 years the outward expression of God's works.
但是他们却不晓得神做这些事情那个道路、那原则是为了什么。
But they did not understand the reason and his will for doing these things.
所以在申命记第十章保罗讲到这里这些话的时候，他说
，So in Deuteronomy chapter four, the Bible records,
他说这些神迹奇事呢是要叫你们知道，唯独耶和华是神，除他以外没有神。
To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, He is God. There is no other besides Him.
他们只看见神外面的作为，他们没有看见这些作为背后那个神他是谁。
They only saw his works, but they did not see behind the works the Lord and who he was.
我们常想都是神行个小小神迹，那我这个人一定是生命有很大改变。
We often think to ourselves, if the Lord does even a small miracle, then my life will be completely different.
我一定会有很大信心，我会对神有更多敬畏的心。
That my faith would be strengthened and I would believe in him more and more.
所以今天有些福音朋友说，那是神奇的神迹给我看，我一定是相信的。
So many gospel friends say today, if the Lord just does a miracle, then of course I would immediately believe.
但是我们看见以色列百姓，他们看了多少神迹奇事。
We see the Israelites; they saw how many miracles.
主耶稣来到地上时候，也是曾经行一个非常大的神迹。
And the Lord Jesus, when he was here, he did many great miracles.
变五饼二鱼，满足五千个男丁。
With five bread and two fishes, he fed 5,000 just men.
说那些群众因着主所行的神迹，他们再来找耶稣。
And so through his miracles, more people came to see the Lord Jesus.
所以是说你们来找我不是因为看见神迹。
The Lord Jesus said to them, "You come seeking me not because you saw the miracle."
啊，是因为吃饼得饱。
Because you ate the bread and were filled.
他们明明看见一个神迹在那里。
They saw the miracle before their eyes.
这些人也是经历一个神迹。
And they experienced the miracle directly.
但是耶稣说，你们不是看见，你们找我不是因为看见神迹。
And but the Lord Jesus said to them, "You come seeking me."
你们找我乃是因为因饼吃饼得饱来找我。
But because you ate of the bread and were filled.
所以可见人可以看见一个神迹，经历一个神迹。
So people can see a miracle, experience it directly.
但是他仍然是不认识主。
But still, they do not know the Lord.
就像今天，也是很普遍的情形。
And just like today, there are many.Such situation.
有些神的儿女在那边做见证说，神听了祷告，他病得医治，神有很大难处，神帮助他解决问题。
There is many testimonies today of brothers and sisters who said, you know, we prayed to the Lord and my illness was healed, or this great difficulty was alleviated.
这些都是事实。
These are all real.
但是经过这些事情后，我们这个人还是没有改变。
But even after experiencing these things.This person still hasn't changed.
还是跟从前一模一样。
They were exactly the same as they were before.
身心不一定增加，生命也没有更成长，在那更多愿意爱主、追求主。
They may not continue, read the Bible as they should. Their life has not grown, and they do not walk.
因为他们只看见神外面的作为。
Because they've only seen God's works.
他没有看见这些作为后面那个行神迹奇事的这位神是怎样位神。
But they have not seen behind the words, the Lord, what His character is.
所以在约翰福音里面那些神迹，都是宣告用英文圣经都是用一个兆头，不是一个就是一个用兆头这个字。
And so in the New Testament, all the Bible doesn't in John he doesn't use the word miracles, he uses the word signs.
就是说这个神迹背后要更重要属灵意义是什么？
Because behind the miracle, there is a greater spiritual meaning.
这是主行神迹的一个目的。
This is the reason why God did the miracle.
这是当日神向着以色列百姓所行神迹的目的。
It's the why the Lord Jesus did these miracles for the Israelites in the wilderness.
所以刚提到说《生命记》第四章，当把使徒当那个摩西讲完这些话呀，他说神向你们显扬这些事情是要叫你们知道，唯独耶和华是神，除他以外没有别神。
And so Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 4, "To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, He is God, that there is no other besides Him."
但是他们以为这些神迹奇事不过是要解决他们肉身上许多问题难处。
But they only saw that the Lord gave miracles to satisfy their earthly needs.
所以为什么他们这样观看神的作为四十年之久
？So how did they see God's works for 40 years?
为什么呢？神在厌烦他们那个世代的人
？So why does the Lord condemn the people of that generation?
因为他们心里常常迷糊
，because their hearts have gone astray.
并不晓得我的道路
，and they do not know my ways.
所以我们看见当他们看那神迹奇事的时候他们为什么没有看见背后神的做神的那个道路原则 是什么呢
How did they see God's work and not see God's ways behind them?
因为他们心里常常迷糊
Because their hearts had gone astray
这个英文圣经把它翻成那个迷糊翻成那个偏路偏差偏差偏叫做偏差道路
The English here translation astray means to go a different path.
插出去
which is to split apart, to head out in a different direction.
我常常觉得那个中文和日本圣经呢更能够达意。
Sometimes I feel that the Chinese translation has a more meaning in it.
因为为什么他们没有看见那神迹背后那个神是谁呢
？How did they not see?The Lord behind the miracle. Who
因为他们已经迷糊掉了。
Because they were misled.
里面不够清醒，不够明亮。
They were
inside of them, it was, they were not enlightened.
若他们里面不迷糊，里面是明亮的话，他们就看见原来这个背后是这位神，这位独一真神所做的事情。
If they were not murky in within them, and they were enlightened, they would be able to see the Lord behind the miracle.
他们不晓得这位行奇妙作为的神，他的道路是什么。
They would be able to see this miraculous Lord, what his ways
are. 他做工法则是什么？
Why he does the things that he does.
他行这些神迹的目的不是单单为了解决他们肉身外面的难处而已。
He does not do these miracles just to satisfy their outward needs.
那是要让他们认识这个行神迹的神，他是谁。
But so that they may understand the Lord who does these miracles, who he is.
但是摩西就不一样。
But Moses was different.
在诗篇一百零三篇告诉我说，神使摩西知道他的法则。
In Psalm 103 it says, He made known his ways to Moses.
叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
And his acts to the sons of Israel.
以色列百姓只知道神外面许多奇妙作为。
And so the people of Israel only knew the Lord's outward acts.
但是摩西从神许多作为里面，他认识神做工法则是什么。
But Moses, he understood the Lord's ways.
他认识神的道路是什么。
He knew the way of the Lord.
若是一个人认识神做事的法则，认识神的道路的时候，他就不会走偏差的道路。
If someone knows the ways of the Lord, they would not be led astray.
他就不会硬着景象，硬着心在那里一再的抵挡神，背逆神。
They would not harden their hearts to resist the Lord and oppose Him.
正如主耶稣行完五饼二鱼神迹以后
，After the Lord Jesus finished this miracle of the five loaves and two fish,
他就是告诉那些百姓说呢，我就是那个生命的粮，我就是天上所降下的真玛，真粮食。
I am the bread of life, the true manna from heaven.
到我面前来必定不饿。
He who comes to me will not hunger.
这是主耶稣为什么行五饼二鱼神迹的目的。
This is the reason why the Lord did the miracle of the five.
叫人知道要来到他面前得到真正的粮食，得到他自己。
That they would receive that true food, the Lord Jesus Himself.
而是因着得到这个生命粮，人里面才有真正的满足。
And when they truly receive this bread of life, will they really be satisfied?
人就不再饥饿。
That man will no longer be hungry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要从神在我们身上许多作为身上作为的事情上，我们看见这位神，这位耶稣基督到底他是谁。
So we need to see through the acts of the Lord who the Lord truly is.
不然我们会落到以色列当时的光景。
That we not fall into the condition of the Israelites.
可以天天看神奇妙作为，天天经历神迹奇事。
That they may daily see the miraculous work of the Lord.
但是我们对神认识一点增加都没有。
But our understanding of the Lord would not grow.
有一天神不在我们身上行一些作为，帮助解决我们一些问题的时候
，When one day the Lord helps us in solving a difficulty,
我们就不再信他，我们就退去了。
At that point, we would not believe in him, but would receive that. Many people who do not believe in the Lord, this is their condition. They worship idols, and even if the idol is silent, they continue worshiping. And sometimes, maybe it may seem like it is very effective. So why are people...diligent in
但是有一天他去拜这些偶像不再灵的话，好像不再照着他意思得到一些满足的时候，他们就 找另外一个偶像去拜了。
That some people if they worship this idol and it doesn't help them and it's not effective, they just find a different one.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们的属灵生活在每件事情发生当中背后，我们看见原来这位是神所做的事情。
So behind all of the miracles that we see, we have to find the Lord Jesus Himself.
也许有一天神好像不再行一些作为的时候
，That one day when the Lord doesn't do a miracle for us,
我们仍然相信他，仍然要依靠他。
and may still believe in Him. And we may know why at this time the Lord acted and this time the Lord didn't. And behind all of His works, He has His way. He has a reason. So if we understand His principles and His ways, then our faith will be strengthened.
所以希伯来书的作者说, 你们要谨慎, 免得你中间后人存了不信恶心就把永生神离弃掉。
And so it says in Hebrews, take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
所以在这段里面, 圣灵在说, 你们今若听他的话, 你们今若听他的话。
And so the Holy Spirit is to say, today, if you hear His word,
今日若是听从他的话,
today, if you can hear and receive His word,
人就不会硬着心, 人就不会上面让神发怒,
then their heart will not be hardened, they will not provoke the Lord. So today is the opportunity that we need to seize.
神向你说话都是今日的,
the Lord is speaking to you, He's speaking to you today.
明天不在我们手中,
and tomorrow is not in our hands.
若是今日神向我们说话, 我们不听, 不抓住机会听的话,
if the Lord is speaking to us today and we don't take the opportunity to grasp it,
神不一定明天会再向我们说话,
tomorrow the Lord may not be speaking to us.
我们要活在今日,
we have to live in today. We live in the opportunity that the Lord has given to us.
若是没有抓住今日, 抓住这个机会, 我们落到底下所描述那种不好的光景。
If we do not seize the opportunity of today, then we will fall into the bad condition that is listed after.
但是我们里面必须要明亮, 不是迷糊的。
So our hearts must be enlightened and not muddy.
我们里面是明亮, 是单纯的。
If our hearts are enlightened and focused, and then we would see the miracles of the Lord and we would understand why He would act this time and not act
another
time. The Lord does not act on a whim. Every time He acts, He wants His people to learn why He acts in this way. So the author of the book of Hebrews says, today, if you hear His voice.
感谢主,
so thank the Lord that today, as we hear His voice, we need to seize that opportunity.
我们再看到, 马太福音26章那段的记载,
Let's turn to Matthew 26.
那里记载有一个女人趁着耶稣坐席的时候呢, 把那个一瓶贵重的香膏高在主的头上。
That while the Lord was reclining, that she broke this bottle of expensive perfume and anointed the Lord.
在约翰福音12章记载同样事情那里告诉我们说这个女人就是玛利亚。
In John chapter 12, it records the same story. It tells us this woman was Mary. That while the Lord Jesus was feasting or eating, that she broke this bottle of expensive perfume. Because very soon He was to be betrayed and nailed to the cross.
所以当主还没有上十字架之前的时候，玛利亚趁着这个机会。
So before the Lord went to the cross, Mary took this opportunity.
把那香膏浇在主的头上。
To anoint the Lord Jesus with this expensive perfume.
门徒不明白为什么玛利亚做这样的事情。
And the disciples did not understand why Mary would do this thing.
还那个很不喜悦说为什么要这样的要这样晚会呢可以卖许多钱来周期那穷人不是更好吗?
And they were indignant and said, wouldn't it be better to sell this expensive perfume and give the money to the poor?
但主说他在我身上是做一件美事。
But the Lord Jesus said, she has done a beautiful thing for me.
他将这个香膏浇在我身上是为安葬做的。
And she has anointed my body in preparation for burial.
似乎好像玛利亚在那体会一件事情。
Is there as if Mary understood something?
主是马上要被钉十字架，马上要死掉。
That the Lord Jesus was very soon to be nailed to the cross.
这一切都是为玛利亚，为了他。
And this is all for Mary.
因为主来到地上的时候，在那就要寻找罪人，在那为罪人死。
Because he came down, the Lord Jesus came down to earth to look for sinners.
因为玛利亚常常坐在主的脚前听主的教训。
Because Mary often sat at the before the Lord and listened to his teaching.
所以她知道主好像很快就被杀就要死掉。
And so she seemed to understand that the Lord would very soon be betrayed and died.
所以玛利亚趁着耶稣还在的时候。
So Mary took the opportunity while the Lord was there.
还没有被钉十字架，还没有被安葬的时候。
That before he was nailed to the cross, before he was buried,
他赶快抓住机会，把那个香膏就膏在主的头上。
She took the opportunity to break that expensive perfume and anoint the Lord.
主说他做的是一件美事。
And the Lord said, "She has done a good deed."
是为了安葬做的。
Is to prepare.Me for burial.
他说：“我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说在你们所做的作为纪念。”
Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
我们知道，在地上也有相信也有很多人在那为主做一些事情。
You know that today there are many people who do things for the Lord.
我想那些所做事情，主都纪念。
And I'm sure that the Lord.We'll remember all the things done for him.
但是唯独玛利亚所做这件事情，主耶稣说，在普天下，无论在什么地方传福音的时候，也要诉说这里所行的，做个纪念。
But it's only here, the Lord says, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
我们知道，主在地上，告诉我们两件事情是应该我们应该纪念的事情。
The Lord has told us two things that we ought.To do in remembrance.
一件事情就是玛利亚在所做事情。
The first one is here, what Mary has done.
而这件事情又和福音连在一起。
And this thing is also linked together with the gospel.
第二个要纪念就是擘饼纪念，擘饼纪念主这件事情。
The second is the breaking of the bread in remembrance of the Lord.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章来告诉我们说，你们当如此行，主耶稣说，你们当如此行，为了要纪念我。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says, "You do this in remembrance of the Lord."
这两件事情都和主的救赎有关系。
And these two things are all linked to the work of salvation.
所以主在这里说，无论在什么地方传这福音的时候，都要诉说这年所行，作为纪念。
And so, the Bible records here that wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be spoken of in memory of her.
所以玛利亚刚所做一件事情，表明一件事情。
What Mary has done here represents something.
福音不仅把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
The gospel not only saves us out of our sin.
福音也更是告诉我们我们这些是宝血所买赎回来的，应该归给他。
And it says that all of us who are redeemed through His precious blood are redeemed back to Him.
所以玛利亚在这里所表明，就是说我们这些蒙恩的人。既然已经蒙恩得救，应该把自己奉献给主。
So all of us who are saved ought to offer ourselves back to the Lord.
所以今天向传福音的时候，不是单单讲耶稣拯救我们、爱我们而已。
So when we preach the gospel, we not just talk about the Lord Jesus; He loves us.
传福音也要告诉人，我们这些都是被买赎回来归给主的人。
That we are people that are redeemed back to the Lord.
要把自己奉献给主。
We have to offer ourselves up as a sacrifice.
因为只要让这是，既然这个身体要来荣耀他。
That through our bodies we have to give glory to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，玛利亚做一件事情，是要摸着主的心。
So here, Mary did something that touched the heart of the Lord.
她若是没有趁着主耶稣还在那里的时候
，She did not take the opportunity that the Lord Jesus was still there.
她失去了这个机会的时候
，If she lost this opportunity,
就没有后面主耶稣所说那些话。
Then.The Lord Jesus would not have said these words.
若是去读马可福音、路加福音
，We read Mark and Luke.
当主耶稣被钉死，然后被埋葬在坟墓 的时候
after Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross and died and was buried,
有几个妇女也去买了香料爱了膏耶稣。
There were several women who brought spices to anoint the Lord.
但是他们来到坟墓那里的时候
But when they came to the grave,
主已经复活了。
The Lord Jesus was already resurrected.
主已经不在那里了。
The Lord was already no longer there.
主不再需要香膏来摸他了。
He did not need these perfumes and spices anymore.
虽然这些妇女也是蛮有爱，对主也有蛮有爱。
Of course, well, these women truly loved the Lord.
也付代价去买贵重香膏要来摸主。
They came and they brought these expensive spices and perfumes to anoint the Lord.
但是不需要的。
But it was no longer needed.
不再有这个机会浇在主身上，摸在主身上了。
It is the opportunity to anoint the Lord had already passed.
所以同样，今天爱主是今天。
Likewise, today loving the Lord, that opportunity is today.
若是没有抓住今天的话，明天如何不知道。
If we don't seize the opportunity today,
若是今天没有抓住，好好的爱主、追求主、服侍主。
If we don't seize today to carefully love the Lord,
机会失去的时候，想要再服侍主，恐怕没有机会了。
If we try to delay that service till tomorrow, that opportunity may no longer exist.
那就是说，当主还没有来之前。
So as to say, before the Lord returns,
这就是机会。
This is the opportunity.
这就是神给我们今日的机会。
This is the opportunity that the Lord has given us for today.
若是没有抓住这个机会，趁着还有时间、还有机会来服侍爱主的时候
，If we do not take the opportunity today to serve and love and worship the Lord,
等到主有一天来的降临的时候
，Now one day when the Lord comes and returns,
那时候就不再有机会了。
Then there will no longer be an opportunity.
那时候主也不再不需要我们再服侍他了。
And then the Lord will no longer need us to serve Him.
当然将来还是要服侍他。
Though we will serve Him.
就说在地上就不再有机会了。
But on earth there will be no longer this opportunity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住机会。
So brothers, we need to seize this chance.
趁着今日。
As long as it is called today.
趁着今日要听从他的话。
Today you have to hear His word.
免得我们硬着景象，硬着心。
That would otherwise, we would harden our hearts.
免得会被罪迷惑，心里就干了。
That we would be deceived by sin and our hearts would be hardened.
若没有谨慎，趁着这个机会，我们可就会落到那不幸的恶性里面，把永生神都离弃掉了。
If we don't seize this opportunity today, then our hearts may be hardened, and we would fall away from the living God.
感谢主，主总是盼望我们，主总是愿意把机会给我们。
Thank the Lord that He always wants to give us opportunities.
但是这个机会不一定会常常有。
But these opportunities may not endure forever.
除非我们抓住今日。
As long as we can seize today.
所以希伯来书才作者才说，趁着还有今日。
That's why the author of the Hebrews says, as long as it's called today.
天天彼此相信。
Encourage one another day after day.
天天彼此相劝。
Encourage one another day after day.
感谢主，今日。
Thank the Lord today.
我记得好像一首诗歌说，爱主是现在。
I believe there is a hymn called "Loving the Lord is today."
是爱主是现在。
Today is to love the Lord.
不是等到明天。
It's not to wait until tomorrow.
明天到底如何我们不知道。
Whether or not we have tomorrow, we won't know.
明天主还向我们说话。
Maybe tomorrow the Lord will continue to speak to us.
但若是主明天不向说话的时候。
If the Lord doesn't speak to us tomorrow,
那没有机会再服侍他的时候
if we no longer have the opportunity to serve Him,
那一切事情都定规了
then all we will lost all these chances.
就像以色列百姓那一天，因为没有听从神的话
just like the Israelites that day when they did not hear the word of the Lord.
即使他们将来后悔，说我们要再上去
even if they regretted it and said later we want to go up into the land.
但是太慢了
but it was too late.
因为神没有与他们一同进去得的那块地
because the Lord no longer was with them to enter into the land of Israel.
所以他们凭他们自己上去的时候就打一个败仗
and even with their own strength they tried to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他没有在今日听从他的话
because that day they did not hear God's word.
他们那一天没有顺从神借着耶稣加勒对他们所说话
that day they did not hear the words that Joshua and Caleb said to them.
所以神在那边愤怒当中起誓，断不可进到那一块应许地。
And so the Lord in His anger said, "None
of those Israelites would enter into the land of Canaan.
今日,
brothers and sisters, today,
趁着还有今日,
as long as it is called today,
趁着还有今日,
that today we ought to rise up and worship and serve and love the Lord.
等候主的再来,
and await His return.
若是我们趁着今日能够在中心服侍主,
as today, as long as we are faithful to serve the Lord,
当主再来的时候我们就有得奖赏,
when the Lord returns, we will receive a prize.
若是我们没有趁着今日好好在服侍追求主,
if today we do not take the opportunity to serve the Lord,
当主再来的时候我们就要受亏损,
when He returns, then we will suffer loss.
我们将要受责备,
and we will receive discipline.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
总要趁着还有今日, 天天相聚,
as long as it's called today, let us encourage one another.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们把握今天,
let us seize this day.
今天是神给我们机会,
today is the opportunity that the Lord has
given
us. Today is the opportunity the Lord has given us to continue to serve Him on this earth.
时间过去就不再有机会了,
when the time passes by, then we no longer have this opportunity.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us. Would our brother please conclude us in a word of prayer?
Lord, thank you and praise you.
主啊, 真的感谢你接着黄弟兄, 释放给我们的信息,
thank you for the message shared by our brother Huang.
主啊, 我们真的是活在金钱的世界里, 常常被肉身的满足所迷惑,
indeed, we live in today's world often deluded by our own flesh.
我们真的是让我们的, 常常我们的灵真的是睡着了,
and indeed, our spirits are often asleep.
我们常常这个随波逐流, 随着世人而行,
and indeed, we are often tossed about by the ways of the world.
主啊, 真的是我们真的是要警醒,
so Lord, teach us to be alert.
我们要真的是活着为耶稣,
indeed, let us live for Jesus.
我们是天上的国民,
and let us be citizens of this heavenly kingdom.
我们与这个世界上的人不一样,
and let us be different from the people of the world.
我们要趁着今日,
and so we want to, as long as it's called today,
我们来认识主了, 跟随主,
to know you, Lord, and to follow after you.
来服侍主, 来为蒙神的喜悦,
to serve you and to please your heart.
主啊,我们祷告,感谢,奉主耶稣的名。
So we pray with thanks in your Son's name.
Amen.